Happy Friday. Happy November. How's your tummy doing? Mine hurts. I ate too many of those little candies last night, which add up to a lot. What a miserable night last night was. Raining, at least in Westchester. I think most of the tri-state, but it was pouring out. It was almost 70 degrees, and our house gets bombarded. I mean bombarded. Our street, we get about 500 kids to our house. Seriously. They come from all over because our street's in like a nice straightaway. And I thought with the rain, the kids would stay home. No, they're in their umbrellas. They're in their little plastic. And they come. And all these kids, they want. They're like little Democrats. They want. And then I had these kids sit. My favorite are the little kids who sit there. They're not even cute. I mean, they're not even wearing a cute costume. And yet they have their bag open. Yep, so I drop the candy in. And they sit there with the bag continuously open. First of all, they didn't even say thank you. But they want more. So I'm like, really? So I dropped the second one in. And this girl continued. She wouldn't leave. So finally, I hit the bottom of the bag like I pretended put it. I said, okay, have a good night. Thank you. Mom, take her away. But these kids, they want. But it's a fun night. It used to be a fun night when we were little. Now, you know, I have my 16-year-old wanted to go down at like 8:30 at night to go join his friends. I said, what do you think, I'm stupid? You think I wasn't your age? What are you kidding me? No, nothing good happens on Halloween with a 16-year-old and his friends out at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. First of all, you're not cute anymore. You're not wearing a costume, and you're not going trick-or-treating. So, no. No. What's going on right now in Washington? This is, unfortunately, we are now in a phase in this country where we have two countries and one flag. That's really what it is right now. And you've got competition to see who can grab that flag and take hold of it. The left is on a tangent. They have been since election night in 2016. If you remember, they were shouting impeach literally on election night at, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning when I left the hotel. We're all happy Donald Trump got elected. We walk out, and they're already protesting in the streets. And that was nonstop. And then you had, as the president-elect, you had members of Congress screaming, illegitimate and impeach. And then on the afternoon of January 20th, when he got sworn in, and I was in D.C., it was a kind of a chilly, rainy day. I remember that day well, and you had all the protesters breaking windows, wearing all their ridiculous hats and their crazy outfits and just chanting like lunatics. They were yelling impeach. And I believe it was the Washington Post that already had a story that the president was already on the road to impeachment. He literally didn't take a step down Pennsylvania Avenue at that point, and they were yelling impeach. And it's been nonstop. And unfortunately, you know, it went through the whole 2 years of the Russia hoax and the Mueller report, which they still don't accept. It went through Stormy Daniels, and we're going to get him on that, and the Michael Avenatti circus on cable TV every night. Well, that faded away. And then it was obstruction of justice from the Mueller report, and no. And then now it's, you know, let's just figure out something. And then some Ukraine issue comes up, and we're learning more about who the whistleblower is. The fact that his name has not been released yet shocks me, quite frankly. But apparently, it's a well-known secret. People know who he is. So what are we shielding him for? Seriously, isn't this part of digesting the information we get as Americans, his credibility, the credibility of his testimony, the credibility of everybody who's either given a deposition or testifying? That's part of the process that is very important. that it's being shunned, not only by the Democrats, but the media, which is supposed to be inquisitive, wanting to know all the time what's going on to see if this is legit. They don't care because, well, you know, they're part of the Democratic arm. And I hate to say that because I've been in the media my whole life. And it now is literally a branch of the Democratic Party. Take the New York Times, for instance. That's not a newspaper. That's a Democratic newsletter. That's what it is now. But this whole impeachment nonsense to me, look, I said on Len and Michael's show the other morning, I go on every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, I said that phone call with the Ukrainian president wasn't perfect, as the president says. It wasn't. Come on. I mean, that's laughable. It was perfect. It wasn't even a no-hitter. In fact, it had maybe a couple of errors, but they won the ball game. And there is zero reason for an actual impeachment. But it doesn't matter. That's the whole point. It really never mattered. So here we are. We knew this was happening. We knew this was coming. And now it's up to the voters to push back. Because ultimately, the only thing that those Democrats in Congress fear more fear at all are the voters. And I'm not talking about the AOCs of the world or the Nancy Pelosi's that have these beautiful safe districts. But they fear about losing power in the House, which is very possible next year. So the voters are the only ones that can push back on this, because evidently the Democrats don't trust you to make the decision next November, literally less than a year away. So you have to decide whether or not you're going to push back publicly by calling your member of Congress. Look, if Donald Trump is not in office come next November, if he's voted out and next January 20th, President Elizabeth Warren is sworn in or whomever it might be, that's democracy. That's our choice as a people. I wouldn't like it because I think it would derail this country. And today she just released a $52 trillion Medicaid for All plan. And I love this. Campaign still claims no middle-class tax hikes needed. Oh, my God. What imbecile is sitting here saying, yeah, that's good. She's not going to raise taxes. Please. We can discuss that. Blaine raises his hand. But which I did preface. I said, what idiot? And he was the one. Yes, he raised his hand. Blaine, our producer. So a lot happening. And what the Democrats count on is you not having enough information to make up your mind. And if you don't, if they can control what is leaked, if they can control the narrative, which quite frankly, so far they have been doing, then they're going to win this at least battle. They may not win the war, because the war eventually is going to be decided in the Senate, and it's unlikely the president will be removed from office. But they're winning this battle, a battle that should never be taken, never should be underway. Do you have enough information? I talk to people all the time. I talk to normal people, those that are not ensconced in politics every minute, that don't watch Fox or CNN or MSNBC 24/7, that their heads don't explode if something is said by Trump or Bernie Sanders. You know, they're normal. They have a regular life. They have kids. They go, they're Uber drivers like me, unpaid Uber drivers, taking their kids everywhere. That's the kind of life I'm talking about. So when I ask these people at, you know, my kids' basketball games or whatever, I say, what do you think of this whole Trump stuff, the impeachment stuff? You know what the response I get the most from? Yeah, what's this all about? If we're at a point right now where there's been basically a barrage every second of the day from the media and Democrats that Trump is corrupt, Trump is going to be impeached, Trump this, Trump that. And the American people, by and large, because if you look at the polling on this, Democrats are already in their camp, Republicans in their camp, and then you've got the middle. They don't really know, but it basically breaks down if I like Trump or not. If I don't like Trump personally, then yeah, I guess he should be impeached. If I do like him, no. But people don't even know what the hell the issue is. And if you don't really know what the hell the issue is, how are you going to build an overwhelming consensus to eject this guy? Now, I do think that the White House has to fight back. and they're apparently taking steps to do so now, that they realize, okay, we've got a five-alarm fire. No matter what, it's going forward, and we better, you know, just screaming witch hunt's not going to do it. You got to tell people why this is ridiculous, why this is outrageous, why this is dangerous to our country. Look, Democrats don't care, okay? They don't care if they destroy the whole country down, if they burn it all down like a California wildfire. They don't care. But you've got to care. You have to care. So Steve Bannon, who is, Steve Bannon, he was one of the advisors to the president, a very smart guy, one of the smartest guys in politics. He's going to join me at 11:05, and he's going to talk about the pushback that the president, the White House, the Republicans, and the public needs to do on this. So he'll reveal what his plan is and what he thinks should happen. But what I want to talk to you for a minute now. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. So the Democrats did the expected. They didn't have an impeachment vote. That's the other thing. When I hear the lazy media, the impeachment vote is happening. No, it's not. It was not an impeachment vote. It was to set up sham rules. If you read the 8-page resolution that I did, it's pretty simple. It's going to stay in the Intelligence Committee so Adam Schiff can continue to do the worm-like moves he does with his bug eyes. He's able to do what he does, keeping you out, keeping it in the dark, selective leaks, controlling the narrative, not revealing sources. I mean, it's just insane. They didn't move it to the judiciary where it should be. Kept it in intelligence. They made sure that the Republicans, if they beg, might be able to get to call a witness or to cross-examine a witness. But that is at the discretion of the chair, Adam Schiff. So they didn't do anything yesterday except, again, pull the wool over your eyes and let their little sheep on the media report that now the president got what he wants. All this transparency. That is bull. If you're ready to bleep me, go ahead. Bull bleep. Okay? So because they know you're not going to read the 8-page resolution. They know you're not going to go in depth into these stories and find out what was actually said. They know you're going to read a headline. They know you're going to hear the screaming and yelling on CNN and MSNBC and all the other things. 1-800-321-0710. All right, so tell me right now, where is this going? First of all, should Trump be impeached? In other words, indicted? Do you think he actually committed an impeachable offense? Because right now there is no crime. Bill Clinton committed a crime. He committed perjury. He literally perjured himself. That's a crime. That's a federal crime. It's a felony. And obstruction of justice and witness tampering. And yet, not one Democrat supported the conviction of Bill Clinton. 32 Democrats actually did support the impeachment in the House. Nixon, it was 400-4, whatever the heck it was, because it was pretty clear. So if perjury and literally obstruction of justice is not an impeachable offense, or for a removal of the president, as the Democrats said back then how could a non-crime be impeachable? Tell me where the crime is, and I'll go into this more in detail a little bit. The timeline doesn't work for them. No crime doesn't work for them. The Constitution doesn't work for them. Nothing works for them except the fact that they hate this guy. You can question the policy. You can question what he said. That's go ahead. But does it rise to this level? So what would you do? You think he's going to get – you think he should be convicted, by the way? Do you think he committed sins that rise to this? Or do you think the whole damn thing is just a scam, which it is? 1-800-321-0710. Rob Astorino on 710 WOR, in for Mark Simone. All right, 1-800-321-0710. So what do you think, huh? This whole nonsense is well underway. Here we go. Country, I really thought this country couldn't be even more divided or angry at itself, but It's just, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying it. It's just beginning another phase. It's like DEFCON 5 every day right now. All right, let's start off with Lewis in the Bronx. How are you?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Good.
Great show. Listen, I want to preface my comment with this. Never enough of what you don't need more of, you can never have enough of. Now, that's the definition of addiction. Basically, what we have here is we've elected children to run our government, and they need an intervention. Because what's happening is that not only did they set themselves on fire 3 years ago when Donald Trump got elected, they're attempting to set everything else on fire. But we would need very little pushback from the Republicans because the Democrats have already put themselves on the edge of no return. All you have to do is just blow them off and they'll be done because America has woken up to the stupidity and the bullcrap. Was we hired a binary element in the White House. It's black and white now. We finally privatized government in a sense where you have a man in the White House that's black and white. There's no BS that goes along with the red tape. It's either black or white.
You're right. All right, so first of all, the Republicans don't have to push them off. They're going to jump anyway. They're going to jump no matter what because they're being pushed by the AOCs and the left, like the far left. They're controlling the train. They're the conductors. And someone said to me the other day, these people are crazy. They're not crazy. They're really smart. The far left, they're smart. They're cunning and they're dangerous, but they're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. All right, let's go into the Hudson Valley and let's see. Stu, how are you?
Mr. Astorino, you were a terrific county executive.
Thank you.
You would have made a fine governor.
Thank you.
I hope you run again.
Thank you, sir.
Democrats are snakes in the grass. And if they forget, there were six whistleblowers in the Obama administration between 2010 and 2015 or 16. Every one of them were exposed and were sent to jail. And the media has to remember that Obama, under the Obama administration, he put journalists in jail for not exposing their sources of whatever, the leaks. We all know about the weaponization of the IRS and the weaponization of the Justice Department, but I can't believe that the media doesn't have a long-term memory.
No, they do, but it's only when it's the other team. You see, they're not objective. They're not sitting in the middle calling balls and strikes. They're not. They're on one side, and they're a relief pitcher. They're a, they're the cleanup hitter when they have to be. They're on the other team. Please, I mean, you got to realize that. You got to realize that. All right, let's see. Huntington Station, Long Island. Don, how are you?
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good.
The only thing I wanted to share with you that really bothered me is I don't agree with what's going on. I think it's a scam, to answer your question. But the first thing is I really believe, and I said this to a lot of people, that I don't think Trump should have released the transcript so soon. He should have let them bury themselves with what they were going with.
Well, it's an interesting point. Don, it's an interesting point because if he hadn't released it, what do you think the barrage would be? He's hiding something. This, of course, is obstruction of justice. It is a cover-up like we've never seen before. We have proof, all this nonsense. And so I think by releasing it, he let some of the air out of the balloon, at least. This is the only thing right now that you and I can objectively look at that call and come to your own conclusion. That's what the American people should do. All this other stuff is noise. It is complete noise. It doesn't matter if it's one, if it's 10, or if it's 1,000 people that go to testify that say they felt uncomfortable with that conversation. It doesn't matter because we've all seen the conversation. We can make up our own mind. And if they're uncomfortable, it really doesn't matter. Were laws broken? So far, nobody's shown me anything in the U.S. Code that says a law was broken. No. A policy they don't like, Maybe something, okay, you know what? Maybe it was a little underhanded. Call it what you want. But to literally remove the president of the United States for this, at this time, when we're already deep into our campaign season, you got to be kidding me. All right. So much more to do. And we'll get back. I mean, look, you want to talk about this, so do I. It's our first chance since yesterday's scam vote. So 1-800-321-0710 is the number. Well, we've got other, I can't believe there's other news happening, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm good, but we're talking about the same kind of thing, I think. So, yeah.
Actually, what Lisa and I were talking about during the break last time was that we both have teenagers, and yes. It's frightening.
It's very scary, especially when they start driving.
Yes.
That's the scary part.
Yes.
Mine's 17, and yes, he's behind the wheel. So look out.
Yeah, well, look out for my son right behind him. He just started a week ago.
Oh, good luck to you.
I know. What's going on? Let's get back to your calls at 1-800-321-0710, this whole impeachment thing. And coming up in about 25 minutes, Steve Bannon will join me about what he and others are doing to push back, to fight back, to try to grab hold of this narrative, because Trump's going to be impeached. They're going to gin up something. And, you know, saying it's a witch hunt, it's a hoax, that's not going to work. You've got to fight back and explain to the American people what this junk is. And so he'll explain. All right. All right. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Peter in New York. How are you, Peter?
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
As I'm listening, I guess I'm more frustrated by the whole scenario because – and I get what you're saying about pushing back, and I'm all for that. And my concern is that are the American people and the Democrats that shallow that they can't see what this guy has done and what his accomplishments have been, and they so dislike him that they don't even want to acknowledge all of the great work that he's done keeping his word and making our country a safer, better place, and dealing with what none of them have ever had the ability or the commitment to deal with. They're a bunch of lames, all of them.
Well, they do understand. That's why they're going after him. They understand what he meant in a movement. They understand that he is a threat to the status quo. And they understand that things are actually going well. I mean, the economy, again, today they released that about an hour ago that, and I love this because every month it's the same headline. The economy adds, this time it was, and it's fill in the blank, the economy adds 128,000 new jobs. And this is where it's always the same, exceeding expectations. It just keeps rolling on. And by the way, they revised up August and September, adding many more thousands of jobs than they originally reported. So the economy, despite what's going on in the rest of the world, where there's a slowdown, despite General Motors on strike, which crippled parts of the country with that, despite even a trade war with China, the economy keeps moving along. So the economy, the you know, businesses, consumers, they don't care about the nonsense. They don't care about the tweets. What they care about is, are they making more money? Are they stable in their job situation? Do they have money for the kids to go to college? These are the things that really matter. And that is what the Democrats know. And so they've got to bring up this nonsense to try to keep people from looking at reality. Okay, let's see. We'll go to the Garden State. Tony in Jersey. How are you, Tony?
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I happen to agree that you were right, that it was basically this whole thing is BS bleep. And unfortunately, I'm hoping that you're right, that the public has awakened. But I have a funny feeling that there's a twofold process here, that they're trying to put as much crap on the well, they have the New York Times on their side. They have the paper on their side. They have 247 on their side. And then they have the Democrats are the only ones doing the talking.
Yeah, they got everybody on their side in the establishment, if you will, in the media. All right, Maria in Westchester. How are you, Maria?
Hi, good morning. Rob, I know you're a very religious man, and it shouldn't be right to compare Trump to like a Jesus Christ on this earth that he's dealing with all this.
No, who said that?
Evil people doing all these things to him and lying about him and using the media against him and all that. It's so sad what our world has become. And living in Westchester, I mean, you know that you could go and vote until you're blue in the face, but it's not going to count because our whole area is overtaken by
the blue virus. Yes. But it doesn't mean you don't go out and vote. It doesn't mean you can't win. There are plenty of elections on Tuesday that Republicans will hold, that Republicans can win, county board seats and local elections. You know, in Long Island, in Huntington, a really big town, 800,000. In Suffolk County, John Kennedy is on his way to beating Steve Ballone for county executive if you go out and vote. I mean, that's the case everywhere. Mark Molinaro, my friend in Dutchess, all these, if you vote, people can win. Don't give up hope. All right, let's see. In Jersey again, East Rutherford. Mario, how you doing?
Hi, Rob. How are you? You should have been our governor. When you were running, I met you. I have a picture with you. You're a really, really good man.
Thank you.
I just want to make a suggestion. If you get back into politics, would you consider running the New York State Republican Party, or do you feel the gentleman that's running it now is doing an adequate job? If you decided to run, would you run against Schumer or Gillibrand? And if you brought Donald Trump, I'm telling you, you brought him into New York, you would win, Rob.
Well, he's not a New York resident anymore, so. By the way, I hope he registered to vote in Florida already, because that's where it might actually count, down in Florida. Those Electoral College votes are up for grab. They're not up for grab here. And for Andrew Cuomo to sit here and have the gall to say that Donald Trump doesn't pay taxes anyway, so good riddance. Oh, really? What's your property tax bill like, Andrew? Because you haven't paid property taxes in a hell of a long time because you were living in your girlfriend's house in Mount Kisco and she was paying the taxes. So it's such hypocritical nonsense. And let me sneak Joe in Long Island. So you're opposed to Trump, Joe?
No, I wanted to say that to me, this impeachment inquiry is just a continuation of the Mueller probe, which was a bust for them. It's just one more fishing expedition. And personally, I feel like the Democrats are trying. I voted for Trump, and I feel like they're trying to steal my vote from me.
Well, that's what they're going to try to do if they not just impeach, but if they were to actually convict, you know, which the odds are that's not going to happen. But that is what they're trying to do. Okay, and it's a legitimate. This is a real legitimate concern, and people should understand that. The other impeachments happened in the second term when there was no other opportunity, because what that person did, whether it was Nixon or Clinton, in the minds of Congress was so egregious that it was the only way to get rid of them. This is insane, because in less than 12 months, you, America, you, voter, are going to have the chance to have this say. And if you don't like Trump, that's fine. Go out and vote against him. That's what we're supposed to do. Or we like him, we vote for him. That's what we're supposed to do. But not have these hyper-partisans who hated him from day one use this really last chance mechanism in the Constitution to, in many ways, to nullify the election. That's not what we're about. It's not. All right, let's see. We'll go to Connecticut and Stanford. Anthony, how are you?
Hey, Rob, thank you. How are you? Good morning.
Good.
There's three parts to this. One is the Democrats are angry because Trump is not a politician. He comes in and does what he's supposed to do, and it affects these Democrats' lifestyle. You understand? Everything is hidden. They don't care about the American people. Trump does. That's number one. And then this other part is I asked these young, middle-aged, you like Trump? No. I said, why don't you like him? I don't know. So they just follow the media. And they don't even know why they don't like him.
Well, they don't even follow the media. They follow social media. Social media, which is all opinions and blogs. And speaking of college kids, I'm going to tell you a little later on. There was a new poll that came out through Yale University of what college students think these days. And it's really revealing. And quite frankly, it's scary. It's scary. All right, much more to talk about. Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is going to come up in just a few minutes to tell you what he thinks Republicans and the president need to do to fight back. That's coming up soon on 710 WOR. All right, all you Catholics out there and Christians, happy All Saints Day, which of course always follows Halloween. You know, we go through Halloween, and it's all about trick-or-treating and wearing costumes and being idiots and parades and all those kind of things. Halloween was really in preparation for All Saints Day. It started back in Ireland and Britain a long time ago, where they would dress up to basically act out good versus evil and to, you know, ask for God to protect them from the bad souls and the evil souls. But All Saints really is, if you're Catholic and Christian, is to pray to all those in heaven. So it's not just the saints that are named, you know, the St. Joseph and St. Anthony and all those. It's for really anybody who has made it to heaven. And then tomorrow is All Souls Day, where we believe that we pray for all those who have not yet made it to heaven. So those who have died, it could be family, it could be ever whomever, but you're praying for those to eventually get to heaven. So that's the difference between, because nobody knows what they are. All right. Marathon is Sunday, right? They got great weather for the marathon. And if you're competing in the 26.2, good luck. I wouldn't even say 0.01% that I would do it. I have zero. I mean, literally zero desire to ever run a marathon. I'm sorry. It's not appealing to me. I don't want to put my body through that. And I have other goals in life that I want to achieve, but 26.2 ain't one of them. But good luck if you're running in it. Should be a great day. All right, Steve Bannon. He's fun, and he's smart, and he's coming up next on 710 WOR, the voice of New York.